The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Well, Craig was being a little irritable when I walked in here. He was saying, I wanted a Gouda sandwich, which are over there, but why don't you eat it, Craig?
Because I can't taste it.
I've said it before.
That's frustrating. Because I can still smell everything. Everything smells great. Everything sounds great. I'm hungry. And
What can you taste now after the radiation? Your second opinion?
Okay. Yeah. So... let's go with this. Right. Let's go with cereal.
Is it gradually coming back?
Apparently.
Uh-huh. But you're so gradual that you don't even really notice.
Right. It's tough to notice. If I have some Fruit Loops.
Right.
I can tell vaguely that there is some sort of fruit vague taste.
Is that because it's a visual first? If you ate a blindfold test, you wouldn't be able to tell?
No, but a chocolate cereal, I can't taste any chocolate.
Nothing?
No. In Life cereal, I can taste the cinnamon.
Okay.
Cinnamon Life, I can taste
a little bit
of the cinnamon.
All right.
But that's it. If I were to dump a whole bucket of sugar on it, can't taste it. Okay. Can't taste sugar. That's frustrating.
Interesting. So some of your taste buds are more affected than others.
Are they going to come back?
You're told that probably over a period of time.
Yeah, but you won't, so slowly, you won't even notice.
Right. But you're
trying to gain a little weight back, too.
I don't care about that so much. Well, I'm still in the technically normal range for my height.
I realize that, but I think a couple pounds would look good on you.
Your bikini body's going to be banging by summer, Craig.
You know that's right.
But I think that's going to help you stay thinner, Craig, because if you can't taste good food, then don't eat good food. Eat crap. Eat good stuff for you, and what's the difference?
Oh, who's going to eat good stuff for me?
Because I think most people could, if you could say pizza and hamburgers and everything that's really bad for you, it tastes the same as kale and just grilled chicken, you're going to eat that because you're not going to gain any weight.
Yeah, there's times.
Yeah, but not all those things.
I would kill to not be able to taste sugar.
Yes.
Because if it doesn't taste good, why eat it?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But then if you can't ever, you wouldn't feel that way.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Thank like God sugar. I can't do that.
Yes, we're going to continue to play that clip.
I can't do that. So I'm pleased with that.
So I wonder.
We can still feel the textures of everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
They add the sugar, to everything you eat to get you hooked. Because you get addicted on it.
Right.
If you can't taste it, are you less prone to that?
I doubt it, because your body is still grabbing a hold of it
right,
and doing stuff
still
with it.
Physically addictive.
Right, yeah. So yeah, I'm probably getting all the benefits of addiction.
Yeah.
Without the taste.
Without the taste.
Yeah, without the high.
Oh. So if you had a Jolly Rancher, you wouldn't be able to taste?
I might be able to taste that it was a... some sort of fruity taste.
How about the Halls cough drops? Because I get those because I'm sick.
I don't know.
Yeah. Suck on one of those, man.
What are we talking about?
I feel like I can't taste anything. We're like, well, have you tried this? Can you taste this? What about this?
What about noodles?
But- We're helpful.
We didn't say that'd be stupid.
We're helpful.
Yeah. Taste this, Craig.
Yeah, that helps.
Yeah, for the wood pellet smokers out there, the guys who are inserting their tampons right now, getting ready to
fire yourself
up the wood pellet grill. I had intended to smoke some cheese over the weekend.
Really?
But when I put it in smoke mode, it goes to like
machine or you
130 degrees or so, and apparently cheese melts at 90 degrees. Oh. So it would have to be. I couldn't get it to calm down. So I wonder if there's any technique you could do to tame the grill a little bit. I suppose you got to leave the the lid open, but then you don't get the smoke effect.
You could just shotgun that block of cheese over and over again.
Yep.
What do you mean, take it well, in, take it out?
Well, no, while you're putting yourself in smoke mode.
Yeah.
Just...
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
So the grill was too high as well.
So have you eaten anything yet today, Craig?
But I don't think Gouda cheese full of marijuana smoke would be all that tasty.
You don't know.
You don't know. It tastes like skunk.
I don't know. Yeah. You get yourself all full of the marijuana smoke. A lot of things are tasty.
I suppose.
Yeah, everything.
You put yourself in smoke mode and then try some of the smoked cheese, you're good. I bet it's tasty.
I guess you have to cold smoke cheese.
Ah, you did it wrong.
Cold smoke is.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that either.
All right.
Because in order to get smoke, it's not necessarily
smoking the cheese
cold
last night.
Right. It seems counterintuitive.
Smoke generally involves, to me, some kind of heat. And I suppose I could put a blanket over me while I lit up a couple bowls, hot box me and the cheese.
These all sound like great ideas, by the way.
Yeah, they
every
do.
Every one of them just sounds like a perfect idea to try.
I'm sure someone out there is trying. Yeah.
I eat Pekka cheese.
I know you do, John.
We've tossed everything out there, and somebody's done it.
All right, Craig, what's going on?
Oh, now I got to know how to cold smoke cheese.
Yep, yep.
I guess you do it on a grill. yeah. Wow. Where's my cheese?
I eat Pekka cheese.
Let's use wood pellets.
All right.
I'm being told there's a device called a smoke tube that you need to look into.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
A bong?
Yeah, that's what I think. He's already got some smoke tubes.
Yeah, that's a bong.
I was taking smoke tube hits.
Yeah, but you still have to have the grill going.
Oh,
so
there's the smoke tube.
My question is, how do you keep the grill under 90 degrees? How do you prevent the cheese from melting?
I don't know.
Apparently,
find
you pack the cheese in ice too.
Well, you got to have a grill with good ventilation. You don't use the grill as a heat source. It's just a place to keep to hold your cheese and keep the smoke flowing around it.
Hold your cheese.
Where's my cheese? I got your cheese.
I got my cheese in the vicinity of the grill somewhere.
Well, smoke. It's in the grill.
Why don't you follow directions, man?
It's in the grill. You're just not turning the grill on.
Get together with your vagina boys that used a pellet grill and start a club.
You use your smoke tube in your grill.
That's all, huh?
I guess.
But I probably couldn't do it on a day like
smoke
today.
Smoke tube is Puss's screen name,
by the way.
I'd
have to wait till a warm summer day.
His grinder name is Smoke Tube.
No, you do it. Well, no.
He's on fire.
Warm,
if it's too warm, the cheese will melt.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and Todd doesn't need another club that he doesn't attend the meetings.
Exactly. Gout club.
Yeah. The spider bites.
Spider bites. The
broken leg club.
Broken leg club. Tell me about it later.
It's not a broken leg. You need to come to the club.
Yeah, you need a tube.
Yeah.
You need a smoke tube.
All right, get a smoke tube and tell us how that works out for you.
Yeah. A steamroller, if you will.
You need to attend one of those broken, like people who go that have friends who are alcoholics. What do they call those kind of people?
Enablers. No.
The family support.
Yeah, what do they call those people who go with the people that are alcoholics, right? Do you ever have to do it with your old man?
Yeah, they're not.
No, I never asked.
Yeah.
They're not alcoholics, but someone close to them is an alcoholic.
Yeah, they do call that.
And they go
there's
to
a word
too.
For that. What is that word?
I forget.
Man.
There's a name for that
club. I know,
club.
Of course we know that word. Mm. You wouldn't want me at that meeting.
It was like families of drunks.
Yeah.
Well, you could drink at those meetings, couldn't you?
Families? No.
There's an idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're technically the alcoholics.
Right.
I should probably be in the other meeting.
Right.
There's an idea. I think I might like that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's a meeting for families of people who are drunks. We're going to be handing out doobies. So you can hang out with those freaks.
Exactly.
It's a cash bar.
So you can deal with the names you get called.
Right.
Just take another puff. You'll be fine.
That's going to bug me. I'll figure it out.
It's still one of the anonymous places, isn't it?
None of my close friends growing up were, and even my are alcoholics. I mean, I met alcoholics. I'm talking about all the guys I grew up with. They're all
Well, they're alcoholics. Well, they just don't go to meetings.
Well, I mean, their lives never went out of control. I mean, excuse me, I shouldn't say that. One of my best friends is dead because of alcohol, so that screws that up.
Okay. Well, aside from that.
Aside from my buddy that died before he was 50. from alcohol abuse.
Right.
Yeah.
And we're aware of more than one of those.
Yeah, we are.
I would probably have to classify
But he never quit.
Right. Yeah, never Again, quit. We're aware of more than one of those. Sad, sad stories.
Yep.
Al-Anon.
There Al-Anon, you go.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you I don't got time for that.
You need to come to tibial plateau fracture anon so they can teach
you. No, you don't want to hear people say get over it at those things,
it's
right?
It's not a broken
I'll bring your son with me and we'll be on the sideline saying, is that still bothering you? That's what we'll say, everybody. Me and
is
Ryan.
That crippling addiction still bothering you?
Hey, after the meeting, who wants a drink, man? That's kind of a bummer. I don't think I'd be good at Al-Anon for anything.
Yeah, but at the TPF anon, you could drink. You could drink and take opioids.
Yeah, you guys never get in a circle, do you? And meet that? You don't meet in person, do you? Right?
No.
Okay.
Play hopscotch. Yeah.
Now I have a friend of my buddy in Denver.
Well done, Nick.
Who suffered the same injury, but you know, we had met before.
Okay. In fact, get out of that room.
I told him about the group.
You imagine that room, puss. Taught it another guy with the same injury?
I'd rather not.
Yeah.
We've gotten together a couple times.
I mean, nobody else is in the room with you, right? Because they would break out the smoke tube real quick.
No, we really don't dwell on it.
Okay.
Because we know that you're a jackass and you're a jackass. You don't understand.
Yes. Colleen's a jackass, too.
And isn't that great? Your friend calls you a jackass and you giggle. That's a friend right there. Yeah. You're a jackass. Yes, I am.
Right. Damn right I am.
A lot of times that's why you're friends.
That's right. Yeah. That's right.
As long as you acknowledge your jackassery, that's fine.
Yeah. No. In this case, I guess. You don't want to say, no, I'm not.
No. Because that's not true. That's not true.
And many times, just acknowledging that you are something doesn't make it okay, but here it does.
Yes, it does.
You know? In this particular case.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's going on at the Capitol right now. We did that. Yeah. So what's the big deal?
Yep.
As long as we acknowledge it, isn't that cool?
Who cares America's going to hell? We don't care.
We just admit it.
Yeah, just admit we do stuff illegal and it's cool. Crazy.
Perfect.
Todd, we're now able to see the very first photo from the world's largest solar telescope.
Hey, by the way, did those two hit over Pittsburgh last night?
No.
Yeah.
No.
They did the news last night, and I knew the story from our show ahead of time, and they were showing Pittsburgh, and they explained these two things coming at each other, and they did, it's 1 in 100. And I told my wife before it happened, I said, well, it's 1 in 100. Although that's still crappy odds.
Not good.
And they missed.
Right.
It missed.
Right.
But they treated it like, but they didn't really, it was one of those, and they did it as a kicker story at the end, and the guy goes, so if you're in Pittsburgh tonight, watch out, something might, something bad could have happened. Right. But they did slam, but it was like a crazy story. And then they showed actually a computerized version of what's still floating out there from the 60s up, 50s up. It's crazy.
Yeah. And we're throwing hundreds of satellites up.
That just shows you how big space is. They're not hitting each other. Some of them do burn up before they hit the ground. Most of them.
Yeah, if they drop.
But they were gonna collide at 17,000 miles an hour, one from the 50s and one from like the 80s, I think.
That would be cool.
Right.
That would.
Because that is a massive.
17,000 miles an hour they're both flying at.
Yeah, except they said the debris from that collision could take down hundreds of other satellites.
Yes,
because
that's what they were saying.
All the other junk.
But then he did like a kicker story, and then he said, "And Pittsburgh, watch out tonight." I'm thinking, what? This is not a kicker story.
No.
This is a story you say, "Hey, 1 in 100 chance. It's not great odds, but if something happens, you know, be careful. Stay indoors. I don't know what you do.
You're not going to generally take that bet.
No,
you're not going to put your money on the 100-to-1 odds.
But the only reason they brought it up, it was 1 in 100, because most time it's 1 in a million. I'm sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and the kicker story is supposed to be like a dog wearing a tie walking on two legs.
Yeah, or a feel-good story.
Watch out.
A feel-good story, you know, grandpa, you know, got a chubber or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah.
That'd be a good story.
He turned 100.
The family gathered around.
The new balloon finally works for grandpa.
Yeah.
First boner in 30 years.
Check this out.
Grandma would be so happy.
Our buddy Beastmaster joins us again.
Hey, Beast.
Gentlemen.
Hey, man.
So it's been a long time since I've had somebody call me a jackass or an asshole or whatever you want to call it. So,
I doubt it's been a long time.
I doubt. Good. No,
no. I know it's hard to believe, but still. So, Todd, I don't understand. What's going on with this meeting thing?
Do it. He wants you to.
He'll tell you later. He'll tell you later.
I'm not going to. I will not dignify that with a response. We'll see you at the meeting.
People do want to know.
Apparently not.
So what was the story, Craig? You're doing a space story there.
I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
The very first photo from the world's largest solar telescope from the sun's surface.
Got it.
Oh, how does it not burn up?
Well, we're just showing pictures of the sun's surface from closer than we've ever been able to see it before.
No, Todd, it sounded like you said the telescope was on the sun's surface looking out.
Well, the photo is from the sun's surface.
That's what it
shows,
like
gold-colored cell-like structures, each of them, however, about the size of Texas, that cover the entire sun. They say this is actually a new frontier for solar research and try and help them figure out what causes the sun to launch those powerful flares out into space that can cause satellites and power grids damage. This is that new telescope on top of the summit of the Hawaiian island of Maui.
You know, I've been to Hawaii.
Which island?
Maui.
You like a licky-dicky.
Yeah, they got some good telescopes in Hawaii.
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. I saw the picture of it today.
Cool.
Yeah, and it really is. You don't want to walk on it. Right. You don't want to go walking on the sun.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
No.
A pizza billboard in Ohio is no longer up. You know, they put the funny sayings outside on the billboard on the pizza shop sign. Shop took it down after complaints over the slogan, "Fat people are hard to kidnap."
I've seen that slogan before.
So have I. We all have.
Yeah.
Well, this guy put it up on his pizza shop, and people started to complain. I imagine they were fat.
Eat pizza.
They had been kidnapped.
Right. I was fat. I got kidnapped.
It's probably the first.
Yeah.
Probably
not funny.
It's probably the first.
They're probably both. Nope.
It's probably a fat-shaming thing, but it's a funny billboard. I've seen it
before. Well, it's not fat-shaming. It's just a matter of fact.
It is.
Fat people are hard to kidnap.
So come eat more pizza and get fat.
I guess
stay
so,
fat.
Yeah.
Right. Save
the owner says, hey, it's a joke. We always put these jokes up.
Right.
He's had, the other jokes he's had up there. Legalized marinara.
I like that.
Hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah, that's pizza shop funny.
That's pizza shop funny.
Here's another pizza shop funny.
What's up?
Free box with every pizza.
Yeah. I like
that. This guy's killing it.
Yeah. Oh, he's killing it.
Yeah.
But he gets in trouble for fat people are hard to kidnap. So he had to take that one down. He says, I'm sorry, but he said he talked it over with some of his fatter workers.
I was going to say, he probably had some big, pizza shops feature big workers a lot of times.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey,
you
Matt, you're a fat ass. That's all right with you?
That's what he did.
He's quite a fat ass, put up the sign.
That's what he did. He went to the fat asses that work for him and said, hey, is this fine? And I said, hilarious. Yeah. Kidnap me. Yeah.
You've done it again.
You've done it again.
You are one funny mofo there, as Nick would say.
So he had to, people complained.
God.
What'd he change it to? Hey, fat asses, the pizza's here.
He also put up, one of the other jokes he put up was, more hilarity.
Yep.
And I know Nick is probably the best judge here, but it says if it's not there in 30 minutes, move closer.
Love it.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
Don't steal it.
Right, put that guy up last.
Yep.
Nobody can follow him.
We'll don't that steal guy. That one.
Yep.
Move closer.
So somebody complained to corporate, and they said it's actually in poor taste since fat people are harder to kidnap is actually in poor taste because January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month.
He's
but
helping.
Not, man, but not
he's
for
bringing
fat
awareness
chicks.
To it.
Not for fat
people.
Lighten up, Francis.
Yeah. Listen, everybody's...
There's that.
Physically and, theoretically. You just lighten up.
Story from just a bit east of Nashville, Tennessee, in a Wilson County courtroom. 20-year-old Spencer Allen Boston gets called to the podium in front of the judge on a simple drug possession charge, dude. Now, I've seen the video. The video has no audio. after almost a couple minutes of Mr. Boston and the judge having a seemingly standard back and forth, the court personnel start doing things. You know, the judge starts to sign something. He's looking down and signing stuff. Other people have that. You know, Mr. Boston and the judge are apparently done. And so, you know, the other people have things to do. You know, they've got to put this paper here and this and that. So everybody starts doing their thing. So the 20-year-old kid.
She's an opening.
Pulls a joint out of his pocket and fires it up right there.
Dude.
Starts preaching the gospel of legalizing the marijuana.
And he's up for that. He's in jail for this.
He's up for that. And then, you know, they get distracted for a minute. He pulls out a joint right there in.
These guys give stoners
right
a bad
there
name.
And starts firing it up. People come over. And so the courtroom starts laughing, of course.
Of course they do.
Because most of the people in there think it's hilarious and have gotten high before.
Right, of course.
Because they're in court.
Right.
And waiting for their turn.
I love that.
And so they start laughing, and they have to come over and arrest the kid. And he starts holding it up in the air. Yeah, legalize it. Yeah. So he gets busted, and everybody's laughing. Now charged with disorderly conduct and simple possession. His bond is now $3,000. The Wilson County Sheriff, Bobby Bryan, said, the marijuana that Boston smoked did have a strong odor.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.